This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob.
And I'm Kath.
And this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Today we're talking about a very popular subject, television. Now, Kath, I have to ask you, are you a big TV addict?
No, I don't think I'm a big TV addict, but, you know, if there's something, if there's a really good series on, then I do get a bit addicted to it.
Ah, well, Kath, you're quite unusual, actually, because watching TV has become one of our most popular pastimes. And in the UK, television has recently been celebrating a special birthday. But more on that in a moment. It's now time to find out how much you really know about television. Let's see if you can answer this question. According to an official survey, how many hours a week on average does someone in the UK watch television? Is it 20 hours, 30 hours or 40 hours?
I can't believe the average would be 40 hours a week. I'm not very good at maths, but that's a lot every day, isn't it?
It's a popular pastime.
It is a very popular pastime. OK, I'm going to do what I always do and go for the middle one, 30 hours a week.
30 hours. Mm. OK, well, we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme. Now, we know that people around the world love to watch TV, but did you know it's the UK where the first regular public broadcast began 75 years ago?
So that's the special birthday you mentioned. Mm. Daily TV broadcasting began back in 1936, and who was the broadcaster?
It was us, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. But of course, it had taken years of developing and experimenting before people could watch television at home.
And the development of this new medium was the result of work by many inventors, people like John Logie Baird and Philo Farnsworth. So let's hear from the BBC's Nick Higham about the early days of television.
Brothers are ready on vision and sound. Vision and sound are on. The station goes on the air.
They thought of calling it phototelegraphy, seeing by wireless, or the electric telescope. They settled for television, and the world was never the same again.
So we just heard the sound of the first TV programme going on air, and then Nick Higham explaining other names that were considered for this new invention.
Such as phototelegraphy. Telegraphy is about transmitting messages over a distance electronically, so in this case, transmitting pictures. Another suggested name was electric telescope. I quite like that.
It's a good name, isn't it? But inventors decided to settle for or agree on the name television. And as Nick Higham said, the world was never the same again. Now, so much of our life and what we talk about is influenced by what we see on TV.
But 75 years ago, when the regular TV broadcasts started, what was shown on television was quite limited.
It was, as we can hear now from television historian John Trenouth. Listen out for the word he uses to describe radio.
Well, there was an hour in the afternoon and an hour in the evening, and it was a whole range of material, bearing in mind that nobody really knew what television programme should be, and so all sorts of different things were tried. And one of the things they were very keen to do was to try things that could not be done on the radio, or as they called it at that time, the wireless. So ballet was one thing that was tried, and various demonstrations, which included a demonstration of chrysanthemums, the start of the sort of TV gardener, a gentleman who came in and talked about the fact that he'd built a model of the Golden Hind from matchsticks.
So the BBC broadcast just 2 hours of television a day, but those 2 hours had a whole range of material.
Yeah, there was variety, including ballet, gardening demonstrations, building models.
Interesting stuff.
Yes.
These were visual things that couldn't be done on the radio, or wireless, as it used to be called. But it was all very experimental, because nobody really knew what should be shown in a television programme.
Of course, if you wanted to watch all these lovely new programmes, you needed to have a new piece of furniture in your living room, the TV set.
But there were only an estimated 400 TV sets in UK homes which could receive this first broadcast. They weren't cheap, and some people were suspicious of this mystical new device.
There were lots of strange ideas about this new piece of equipment. Some people thought it was a two-way medium.
Yes, people actually thought that people inside the TV set could see them at home, so they put a cloth over the screen.
Now, that would be an incredible invention, wouldn't it? Anyway, manufacturers, the people who made the sets, did eventually put doors on the front, which could be closed when someone had stopped watching TV.
But I don't think we get TV sets with doors on now, but the technology has certainly developed at an incredible rate. Now, in the UK, we can get TV sets with huge screens and with pictures in high definition and 3D. You can even watch TV on your mobile phone.
And the number of channels we can watch has also expanded, particularly with the development of satellite television. Now, we're spoilt for choice. It's no wonder the British spend much of their time watching TV.
Ah, but how much, Kath?
Yes.
Earlier, I asked you a question. According to an official survey, how many hours a week, on average, does someone in the UK watch television?
And I said 30. So was I right?
Yes, you were.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. Oh, well done. OK, Kath, we've just time for you to remind us of some of the vocabulary that we've heard in today's programme.
OK, we had addict, medium, telegraphy, to settle for, visual, experimental, mystical, manufacturers, high definition, spoilt for choice.
Thanks, Kath, and thank you for listening. Please join us again for another programme soon. Bye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.